The West has experienced its dose of water conflicts in the last 150 years, and the state of Washington is no exception. Do you think it'll ever stop? Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Walter Larrick is manager at the Bureau of Reclamation in Yakima, Washington. He began his federal career as a fishery biologist with the Yakima Field Office in 1992. His 27 years of experience has delivered him to the front line of numerous water-related issues. When I sat down with him, he shared with me the history of how the federal government projects were started in Washington.
We manage the watershed, the water in the Yakima Basin watershed. So it's a large area. The area that's under cultivation because of this irrigation project is approximately 500,000 acres. So a large piece. Bureau of Reclamation was created by Congress in 1902. And in 1902, the individual American citizens that had moved out to the Yakima Valley and took the water out of the river for ag could dry the river up in 1902. So in 1902, in the summer low flows, the farmers in the valley could dry the river up. At that point, the citizens of the Yakima County, the Yakima Basin, petitioned Congress to come out here and develop this project and build reservoirs and canals so that we would have a more sustaining community, build up the West, so to speak. And that's exactly what happened. Congress agreed to, and in 1904, 1905, the Bureau of Reclamation came to the Yakima Valley and started building reservoirs. And that's sort of how we got here, by a congressional mandate to, as the Bureau of Reclamation did in all the 17 western states, Congress said, go out and develop the water so that you will develop the community, so that you will develop the West.
Ultimately, five main reservoirs were built, beginning in 1910 and then the last one in 1933. Imagine 1 million feet of water sitting on 1 acre of land. That's how much water is stored in these reservoirs. During the days that the Bureau was building reservoirs in Washington, 20 years of no shortage of water was experienced. This abundant time period gave the designers an optimistic view of success in capturing water. Since then, it's become more common to experience a short water year once every 4 years. And as you know, Washington's population and agricultural successes continue to increase. Recognizing this, discussions among water users have considered adding a sixth reservoir. You can imagine the ruckus created during the discussion of this sort. There are certainly benefits to using reservoirs for creating a reliable water supply, but today's society in Washington also holds value for healthy natural watersheds and the cultural values of the Yakima Nation. Walter has seen that working together has had much greater success than throwing off the gloves and duking it out.
What we found out in this valley, you know, at least 20 years ago when I came, is that we can fight over this water, as we've done throughout history, and didn't create any more, didn't create a better management system, or we can figure out how to work together and try to make some compromises and balance this thing out, and then you get a team, then you get everybody on board. And I think we've come close to that here in the big water picture anyway. The exempt wells are new to the arena on balancing and being a player in this thing. But the big players, the Yakima Nation and the agricultural interest and the municipalities, have been working on trying to balance this thing. You'll get something if I get something, and then we move forward. We may not all have got what we wanted, but we all got a little piece of something. And that's sort of how we've worked. We've made incremental changes over the last 20 years that I've been here that, looking back 20 years, are significant now. 20 years ago, that one-year change wasn't real big, but the 20 years of incremental change have been significant here, and we've done a lot of good. It's a trust factor that we built up also. I mean, it's this knowing that the agricultural community isn't going to go away, and the Yakima Nation's not going to go away. Now, how do those two entities work together? And then you build up some trust. You understand each other's values, and you say, okay, I've got to respect that value. And you trust each other, and you move forward. And I think the valley's there. I think we're moving forward.
Planning and then managing projects as large as the reservoir serving the state of Washington can't be achieved without a participating public. Walter has recognized the history of water in the West and observed the test of time at the Bureau. It's nice to know that although controversies have erupted through the years, our tenacity in facing change moves forward because we continue to talk to each other. Staying engaged in conversation brings understanding and ultimately a trust that unites committed participants. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.